When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, y'all, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let's do a little social battery check-in. Have you been feeling drained or bursting with energy? With this new job, I know I personally have been teetering between the two. I'm super motivated, but I'm also really drained because I'm not great at setting boundaries. And every time I find myself in a state of overwhelm, it typically comes back to me not being present or self-aware of how I feel in the current moment. When we're so focused outward, it can be really difficult to focus inward. And that's where all the social cues live that tell us when we need breaks or boundaries. But for me, building self-awareness was not a natural thing. It's more natural for me to ignore how I feel. And because my therapist has helped me so much with building self-awareness over time, I've been able to look around and realize that I'm not alone in this feeling. But if you've been thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And hopefully you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into any lifestyle. Build momentum and better your life.
Day 95. Emotional unavailability is a common problem. Being uncomfortable addressing issues with the people that we love, it means we're withholding our emotions from them, and that isn't fair to anybody. The information I'm going to share, I might speak of as a romantic relationship, but you can consider this with your friendships or any of your personal relationships, really. But like all of my messages, take what resonates with you and leave behind what doesn't. Of course, not everything will apply to everyone. Generally speaking, though, if we have an issue with our partner and our partner has an issue with us, we should all get comfortable addressing it with each other. Otherwise, we may perpetuate a cycle where one person becomes emotionally unavailable by withdrawing, and the other person will feel neglected and may withdraw, or oftentimes they'll feel the need to lean further in because they have no clue what's happening and they need more reassurance, and then the issues just compound on themselves, making them more difficult to get to the root of when we do finally choose to address it. That said, if you are having issues constantly, you may want to reevaluate your communication style within your relationships. Of course, therapy is not available to everyone, but it can help in these situations. I recommend noting how often things annoy you. Remember, if people are annoying you, the subtlest and most wholesome things that they do can start to piss you off at a certain point. So if you're getting annoyed with your partner every 10 minutes, maybe it's not your partner that's the problem. Communicate openly and then take some space from the situation to see what you need to let go of, because something has to go. Healthy relationships with open communication means we shouldn't have to over-explain ourselves, but we also shouldn't silently suffer. We shouldn't feel desperate for attention in our relationships, and we really shouldn't feel lonely because of our partners. If your partner is making you feel lonely, speak that to them. Focus on your feelings And if you can, offer up some solutions, maybe some ways that they could help bridge the gap so you didn't feel so neglected. Every relationship is different and the people in it are different. So remember, your partner may not communicate in the same way that you do. Find ways together to figure that out, because it's not something you can just fake until you make. You have to work at it. But for the most part, relationships shouldn't feel like work. They should feel pretty effortless. Yes, things will come up, and yes, situations will arise, and yes, some stuff will be painful and may feel like work. But for the most part, my healthy relationships, I've learned now, I'm like, oh, this wasn't supposed to be hard. I wasn't supposed to have to fight all the time to make them see and hear me. At our core, everyone just wants to be seen and heard. That includes you, and that includes your partner. So if we can bridge that gap and make that work for everyone involved, ideally, all of our relationships can be happy ones. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, it would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.